Minutes ago, Donald Trump addressed the nation regarding the war in Iran, his first primetime speech since launching strikes alongside Israel more than 4 weeks ago. For 19 minutes, Trump made his case to the American people, laying out what he described as the justification for the United States and Israeli war in Iran. The president attempted to outline his objectives for the conflict, which have been marked by shifting goals and mixed messaging from the administration. Tonight's address comes as oil prices rise and markets remain volatile, with growing concern among Americans that the military action has gone too far. Trump highlighted what he described as successes in the U.S. operations, even as additional troops have been deployed to the region. But Trump stated the U.S. objectives are nearing completion.
Our objectives are very simple and clear. We are systematically dismantling the regime's ability to threaten America or project power outside of their borders. That means eliminating Iran's navy, which is now absolutely destroyed, hurting their air force and their missile program at levels never seen before, and annihilating their defense industrial base. We've done all of it. Their navy is gone. Their air force is gone. Their missiles are just about used up or beaten. Taken together, these actions will cripple Iran military, crush their ability to support terrorist proxies, and deny them the ability to build a nuclear bomb. Our armed forces have been extraordinary. There's never been anything like it militarily. Everyone is talking about it. And tonight, I'm pleased to say that these core strategic objectives are nearing completion.
He claimed that Iran's military had been severely weakened, saying its navy and air force are, quote, gone, and its leadership decimated. But he also warned that the war is expected to continue for the next 2 to 3 weeks, offering this grim message.
We're going to hit them extremely hard over the next 2 to 3 weeks. We're going to bring them back to the Stone Ages where they belong.
As for diplomacy,
discussions are ongoing. Regime change was not our goal. We never said regime change, but regime change has occurred because of all of their original leaders' death. They're all dead. The new group is less radical and much more reasonable. Yet if during this period of time no deal is made, we have our eyes on key targets. If there is no deal, we are going to hit each and every one of their electric generating plants very hard and probably simultaneously.
Back home, Americans are frustrated at the gas pump, seeing prices increase daily. But the president attempted to quell concern.
This short-term increase has been entirely the result of the Iranian regime launching deranged terror attacks against commercial oil tankers in neighboring countries that have nothing to do with the conflict. This is yet more proof that Iran can never be trusted with nuclear weapons. They will use them, and they will use them quickly.
Trump thanked Israel, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, the UAE, and Qatar. For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt. And disparaged NATO allies and continued calls for their involvement in the war.
The countries of the world that do receive oil through the Hormuz Strait must take care of that passage. They must cherish it. They must grab it and cherish it. They can do it easily. We will be helpful, but they should take the lead in protecting the oil that they so desperately depend on. So to those countries that can't get fuel, many of which refuse to get involved in the decapitation of Iran, we had to do it ourselves. I have a suggestion. Number one, buy oil from the United States of America. We have plenty. We have so much. And number two, build up some delayed courage. Should have done it before. Should have done it with us, as we asked. Go to the Strait and just take it.
For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.